Mother's Day.
So, hit record.
It is recording now, so. Yes, it is Mother's Day. We're taking two on this. We started recording at the top of El Pass, though you needed to not talk for a little bit. I turned the microphone off, then I turned it back on, but I didn't hit record. And then we talked for a bit, and now we're going to have to fill that in. So this is the car ride home from Mother's Day weekend that we just did in Glenwood Springs.
2024.
Happy Mother's Day.
And the lesson is, if we're in a dangerous situation, you definitely leave the mic rolling. That's clicks. Dude.
Okay, truth. So, we're currently on I-70 eastbound from Glenwood Springs.
We're in Silverthorne, Frisco, Summit County, about to hit the Eisenhower Tunnel.
Yeah.
On I-70. We missed the Vail Pass. Cool intro. It was 34 degrees on Vail Pass. It snowed. It was icy a little bit. That's why I said pause for a second. And that just meant stop talking. Not stop recording.
Well, we did both.
Mer. It was a lovely time. We stayed at Amy's Acres in Glenwood Springs.
Yes.
We usually go to Tommyknockers on Mother's Day after church on Sunday, of course. Which is in Idaho Springs, about 45, half hour away from Denver itself.
We're heading there now.
And we're heading there now on the way back home. And our children, who can drive now, are going to meet us there because we didn't take them on a Mother's Day excursion because that's how mothers roll.
Dude, and by the way, best mother's gift ever, Mother's Day gift ever is when your children can drive themselves to the Mother's Day thing. That's so great. I mean, this has been really nice. And part of this weekend, again, we expanded it. So it wasn't just a, you know, Sunday trip up to Tommyknockers and back down.
It was a weekend, yeah.
But you had planned this out to say, let's go up. We have a new trailer, a new camping trailer.
New to us trailer,
yes. That we purchased from a friend, which we are dragging behind us, behind our Dodge truck, which we named Brunt FCA. And we have also, I think, we've landed on a name for the trailer behind us, which is a Coleman. And what is the name of the trailer?
The Flying Dabney Coleman.
All right. For those of you listening who do not know who Dabney Coleman is, go Google him. That should also give you an indicator.
Watch Dragnet.
Yes.
Watch Cloak and Dagger.
Watch 9 to 5.
Watch 9 to 5.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Cloak and Dagger. I forgot about Cloak and Dagger. War Games.
War Games.
Dude. He is the mustache man
he's
of the
80s. Daryl?
Oh, he's so great. Yes, he's Daryl!
And
God.
He's like the straight dad, tough guy.
Oh, he's great.
But he's actually a comedian.
He's so good. His timing is freaking good. So, but we're calling it the Flying Dabney. So, we will be making an Instagram account for it. Because guess what? It'll be going up on Etsy. People can rent it.
Outdoorsy.
Jeez, why do I keep doing that?
Because you're lazy and you don't want to say the extra two syllables.
It's not because I'm lazy. We're not putting it up on Etsy, obviously.
Because you're not listening.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so, but we are dragging the Flying Dabney behind us.
Pulling. Dragging has a little bit of a different connotation. It is not in makeup with big boobs.
I haven't even had any alcohol today. Well, I had a little splash
Sweet
in my coffee.
Jesus.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Yeah, so, but this was our first, you and I, this was our first time together without children trying out the trailer together.
You gotta shake down an RV to find all the little things and to make sure that everything's working properly before you rent it out, obviously. Yeah. Get some pictures and stuff like that.
Which we did do that, that's right.
You know, but, you know, we're going to Tommyknockers. This was a, wow, it says speed limit 50, speed limit 60, right across from each other on the digital thing.
Wow.
So there's that.
Thanks, message.
Yeah. I think it's minimum speed for the fast lane.
Yeah.
Whatever, but, so we were talking about how we found a Tommyknocker on a lark 6, 7, 8 years ago, whatever it is. It hasn't been a full decade yet, I don't think.
Nah.
We did have the little Jeep TJ, so.
Oh, that's right.
About 7, 8 years ago. Drove up to Tommyknockers, just, yeah, we'll go up here, pre-pandemic. And
On a Mother's Day.
Yep. And it was nice and snowy, and we're like, oh, we'll see, it's probably pretty busy. Zero people were there.
Oh my, it was great. And that's the message, because y'all, I don't know about you, but I remember growing up, taking my mom to Mother's Day brunches, and you wait, and you're all crabby, and you're having to wait for tables, and there's so many people, and the servers are overwrought, and all this stuff, and we and we decided to start doing that. We just kind of fell into that ritual every year. We go to Tommyknockers, and it just so happens, too, at the same time, my husband has converted me to many things over our marriage, one of which is beer. And I tried a beer. Yeah, yeah. You and I only have a couple crossovers that we like together.
Fruity beers, ales, strong beers like Tripels and quads, Belgian beers.
Yes.
Golden beers.
A stout here and there.
Yeah.
But
coffee stouts.
My favorite beer on the planet is brewed at Tommyknocker Brewery, and it's called Tundra Berry.
It's a fruit beer.
Oh, so good. Oh my God, it's so good.
I like summery fruit beer.
Nom nom. So I'm very excited to go there. So I get that periodically through the year. It's canned. It's now canned and distributed lower down in Denver in some of the stores. But to get it draft at actually Tommyknocker's is so choice.
Yeah. And my point that was lost because someone couldn't hit record was that if you're a mother who demands that you go to those highfalutin brunches on Mother's Day, during the brunch hour, to where you have to like book it a month in advance and get in line and spend hundreds of dollars just for that brunch, you need a new mom. That's what I was saying. But that's just an over-demanding mom. Do that on the Saturday of Mother's Day. Because it's probably really open.
Yeah, y'all, that's the thing too. You and I don't, like, and I really appreciate this about us. We are not so fixated on the date, the calendar date.
Especially for Hallmark card holidays.
Oh my God, yeah. And also, yeah, there's a whole Valentine's Day thing. We were kind of like, well, I still love you on this day out of 365.
Yeah, the one Valentine's Day date that we did go on was the premiere of Deadpool.
Yes, which was awesome.
Amazing.
And we still speak of it in hushed and reverent tones today. But yeah, so you and I are kind of like, and this has been great, you know, having this whole weekend. And I really kind of almost see yesterday, too, as my big, like, that was awesome. Like, we went to, let me get to that in a minute. First, let's talk about the RV park that we went to, which is Amy's Acres RV Park. And it's on the west side of Glenwood, about 5 minutes out of town. Super nice.
Out of downtown. It's in town.
Yes. Yeah, like it's super close. And I know you were talking about like just the kind of like RVs and campers that can go there and stuff.
Yeah, it has pull through sites. It is at the base of Storm King Mountain. It has full hookups with, you know, water, sewer, 20, 30, and 50 amp power. It has also tent sites and a RV lot for small RVs like adventure vans and things like that that are, you know, a lot cheaper, single vehicle type things. And then they have a small lot for small RVs, basically, that have power without water and sewer hookups. So like overlanders in there pop their tents and then keep on to like Moab or whatever, you know. It's not too expensive. It's like 50 some odd dollars, $54 for a full pull through hookup. So I'm imagining the tent sites might be less. But we don't have a tent. We're too old for that shit. We have tents, we don't use tents. But ours was a pull through and full hookup, so you can drain your tanks, you can hook up to city water, you can do, have full power, 20 amp, 30 amp, and 50 amp. You can have one of those big guys in these things. Our lot, we could probably do a pull behind or a large, you know, motorized motorhome could fit in this one.
Yeah.
I don't think they do a lot of there. There is a tree that probably would be interfering with like the large bus size motorhomes. And they usually keep those like down toward the bottom of their facility there.
Yeah.
That's real nice.
Yeah, it's got a nice neighborhood feel. You can tell there are some people there that are really, they're long termers.
They're residents.
Yeah, they basically, that's their home. They're super settled in. But I really like it, particularly like, you know, the bathrooms are super clean. They've got two, so for women, I'll just describe the women's, and we had soap in ours, and I think
swiped the soap in the men's bathroom.
Yeah, someone walked away with their soap. You go in there, it's got a nice, like, two sinks and a mirror, well lit. And then it's got two bathroom stalls, very clean. And then it's got two shower stalls. And one, I think, is more handicap accessible. And I think, yeah, there's a degree of handicap accessibility, but you'd have to be up on the top levels because the ramp leading up...
super steep.
It's very steep. Like, if you were in a wheelchair, unless you are, you know, John Cena or somebody, you'd probably have to, like...
John Cena.
Or, you know, Hugh Jackman right now. You'd have to, like, have somebody push you up because it's very steep. But, yeah, it's really... And I think there's some kind of central little party room or something in there. It's very small, but yeah. And they've got some cute stuff up there. Really nice views. And it's on Storm King Mountain.
Yeah, it's at the base of Storm King Mountain. The men's has stalls and the world's tallest urinal. Like, if you're a kid, you are not using this urinal. If you're a wee person, this urinal is at eye level. Like, dude.
Oh, jeez.
It's so tall. It's old. I mean, it's probably, you know, 60 years old.
Wow.
This urinal. You can just tell.
Yeah.
The facility's old. We don't know how old it is, but it's been there quite a long time, it feels like. So that's a pretty nice place. It is steep, though. It is on the side of a mountain, so it's not a flat. So it is, I would say, not handicap accessible in any way.
Not even from the top?
Not even from the top.
Okay.
It's too steep to get to the facilities. If you have your own facilities, like I said, they're pull-through, they're full hookups. Use your own shower, your own RV, then, yeah. But
yeah.
Wheelchairs, very difficult to get up and down that place. And the tent sites have its own... has its own cooking areas for it, so you can use wood when it's allowable. Like right now it is, it's wet season, but when the fire bans are in effect, you can use your propane cookware there, and it will protect it from the wind and protect, you know, the environment and stuff like that. So it's really nice.
Yeah.
Two toilets and the world's tallest urinal. This guy needs to get over, man.
This Jeep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going up the middle coasting lane, or you know, up to the Eisenhower Tunnel.
Yeah,
the Jeep's in front of us, and he's kind of thwarting our ability
with
to.
With no shocks either, jeez.
Lord, this road sucks.
Yeah, look at that guy bouncing. That guy needs shocks big time.
Dude, he's still bouncing from that last one.
So yeah, it's pretty nice. I would say not handicapped accessible. It's steep. It's on the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
They have permanent residence there, or long-term residence. You can tell they, I mean, you got everything kind of. So it's not a mobile home park where you have mobile homes. It's an RV park where you do have long-term RV residence. With the, you know, real estate and the mountains is probably the only way to really do it.
This guy's making me nervous.
He's like all over the road, man.
He's kind of winding everywhere. And thwarting us.
Dude. But that's, you know, it's nice. Good views. It's very close to the highway. That's the downside, but it's very close to the river. Good side. He's about to hit that trailer.
Yeah, he is. Maybe we'll get over. Ah, bless you. Yes? Commit. Get over! Holy crap, dude. All right. The Jeep in front of us literally, like, was getting all the way over into
was in another lane.
And then he comes right back over and almost hit us.
Yeah. As we were passing in a passing lane.
Wow. Dangerous, dude.
Dude. It is an Arizona license plate. Jeep Compass. When I get close enough, I'm going to read out the damn license plate.
That's right. Call it out.
Now he's going, though.
Jesus. Yeah. By the way, let's take an aside to say, if you're going too slow on highways, you are endangering people. Because, especially on mountain highways.
And now he's going way over the speed limit.
He's trying to get away from us, probably. Jeez, fine, get away.
Yeah.
But, dude, menace. Boy, anyway. Yeah, so big fans of Amy's Acres RV Park in Glenwood Springs. This we've stayed there before. But
just once.
Yeah, but this was, like, again, super nice because it was just you and me trying out our trailer. It was awesome.
Yeah, and then... so on our way to Tominaka here, we, at Glenwood Springs, we went to the Iron Mountain Hot Springs for a spa day,
Yes. Hit
up the thrift stores. They have a lot of thrift stores. I mean, there's a lot of poverty in that area because there's a huge income gap. There's rich people,
yep.
You know, Aspen, obviously some of the, you you know, priciest real estate in the United States. It's close. All the ski stuff in there, and then you have all the workers and immigrants that just want to, you know, be there. It's quite a disparate, you know, disparate economic stature, if you will. But Iron Mountain, and then thrift store shopping, went to a barbecue place that we were thinking about going, we never went to. We just got a little appetizer for dinner. It was
smoke.
Nice. Pulled pork. Yeah, Smoke is the place. Pulled pork nachos, pretty good. A small portion. And a beer and a drink, you know, and it was reasonably priced, especially for mountain prices.
And they put us, they put the Avs, or not the Avs game, they put the hockey game on.
Yeah, the
Rangers.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, was it Rangers? Yes,
Rangers
Hurricanes. Yeah,
yeah,
it was Rangers. Was Rangers. I was thinking Boston, Florida, but yeah, Rangers Hurricanes.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was nice. It was lovely. That was last night. The RV performed well. The salad got a little too cold.
Yeah, we have a really good freezer in our fridge.
Yeah. So we're going to have to adjust that, because freezing salad will make it go bad very quickly.
Yeah.
And it says icy road.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I'm leaving the microphone
on.
I am.
If we have to, you know, delete a long pause, that's fine.
That's right. I'll talk a little bit while he's driving about Iron Mountain Hot Springs. So
we are at Loveland Pass, Loveland Ski Area, and it is full.
Oh, they are still open. Well, they did get a big
Loveland and Arapahoe Basin stay open really late because they're the tallest ones in the state.
That's right.
The highest elevation. Top of the world.
I'm on top of the world. So, we've been to Glenwood Springs many times over the years together and with the children. Glenwood Springs Hot Springs pool.
Yeah, the main big one.
That's the main big one. You see it off the highway. Well, you see both of them off the highway, but you see that one off the highway. It's right in front of like Hotel Colorado and Glenwood Springs Lodge.
Lodge. Right downtown, basically.
Yeah. It's super cool. Really great for families. They have all the all the showers, and they have spa experiences, like you said, and, you know, food you can buy there. People will make a whole day of it and stay there and go there all day. But they've, in the last, not quite 10 years, like six, seven, eight years, whatever, they made a new place. Oh, yeah, I went there, actually.
2015.
Yeah, I remember I went there. That was that weekend I quit Colorado Health Op.
Reopened.
Wow.
A spa, Iron Mountain. It was open a long time ago. They've reopened it.
Yeah. So it is directly competing with Glenwood Springs Hot Springs Pool. But so Iron Mountain, definitely a different feel. It's less children friendly. Certainly kids can go.
They have a kids pool play area, but they don't have slides like Glenwood does. It's nowhere near as big.
Yeah.
And they have individual pools with multiple different temperature settings.
Yeah, that part's cool because what's the hottest one that you like?
109, 110.
Yeah. But then they go down, like they have ones in the kind of upper 90s, so like 97. I think it was the coolest one I saw was 97.
Somewhere there, yeah.
Yeah, but it's nice because you can. So the way to go to that, you know, you go in and you pay, and, you know, they give you an armband, and it's based, you know, based on your, if you're a drinking age or not. Your armband.
It's timed. You have a 3-hour limit.
That's right. So it is timed, and that's how they do crowd control on it. So it doesn't, you know, they get super busy, but they don't get inordinately like, oh my God, you know, we're wall to wall, shoulder to shoulder in each of these pools. But you go for about a 3-hour stint, and you can, you know, reserve your time that you want to start. And so you go, you know, get there a few minutes before, they give you your band, you go to your locker rooms, your wristband opens and locks your locker for you. And then you put your stuff in, go out. We recommend when you go that you bring flip-flops, or some kind of slip-ons. You bring a robe.
Slip-ons with traction, too, because it'd be slippery. But they have landscaped areas, and if you go in the summer, you'll burn your feet.
Yes.
If you go in the winter, you'll slide on the ice.
Yeah.
But they have, like, little, you know, crushed pebble, you know, landscaping, and those get all over the place, and stepping on those hurts.
Yeah.
So definitely, and always bring a robe.
Yeah, the robe is key. You do get a towel. They give you a towel to
use. And you can buy robes or rent robes, or they have robes you can buy there that are stupid expensive.
Yeah, don't do that. But yeah, if so, but the reason you want the robe is because obviously you're getting in and out of the pool. Maybe you, you know, you've got your towel and certainly you can use that, but maybe you don't want to get it all wet and damp every time. You can just toss your robe on as you go between, you know, between pools, or if you get out because you want to go have a beverage and eat.
Yeah. And a wide-brimmed cap if it's sunny, and a washable beanie if it's cold.
Yeah, I think one of the first times we went there, it was actually kind of freezing rain, which you're fine. You're in a very
head
heated...
Gets cold.
Your head gets cold, though, too. Yeah, so a lot of people, when we saw a lot of people doing that, like, that's super smart, is they wore, like, a beanie on their head just to kind of protect it from getting so saturated, you know, with cold, icy cold water.
Washable beanie.
Yeah.
Don't wear jewelry. There's signs everywhere. It will tarnish.
Oh, yeah. I watch a lady in front of us.
A bunch of rich people come in just leaving their jewelry on because they're idiots.
It was kind of silly. I'm trying to think of it. So they have like a new area. We did not go to this one because we didn't see the value in it. Called World Inspiration or something.
Yeah, so it's hot springs and they use the thermal, geothermal water, but they, it's like chlorinated in some spots. It's different mineral makeups for other things. They have like Dead Sea Pool, which is a very highly salinated pool for floating, and it's warmed with the hot spring water, but the hot spring water is filtered. So it's, you know, not as sulfury, if you will. It's 21 and over, and there's a bunch of loud jackholes, basically, just over there.
Dude, there was a guy talking down at a pool. We heard him all the way, and we were over.
Yeah.
We heard him all the way up at the other terrace.
Yeah, the 21 and over thing is to get people just be like, to pay the extra, like, I don't want to go around kids, but there's barely any kids there, hardly ever. The super hot tub, you shouldn't be in for very long anyway. It's not very big. No kids allowed there.
Nope.
Like in the whole dump section says no kids here. They have to go down to like some of the other ones.
Yeah, they do have quiet zones.
Yeah, they have a quiet zones and the kids zone. They play soothing music.
Yeah.
The spa at the Glenwood Hot Springs and spa is more of a spa. Like you can get massages, things like that there, which you really can't get at this one.
Yeah.
This one is just basically therapy pools and a shower, which is good, you know, good for most things.
Yeah, we did, what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought there.
Sorry.
Like you said, it's very much more for the mature, you know, people who want to go there and maybe just have a quiet time. Oh, the views. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, you're on the river. You're right on the river.
Yeah. So there's a couple pools I really like too. Like one was like 104 degrees. That was kind of my jam. Then there's one 107 degrees right down off the river. It's kind of got an infinity, little lip right there.
Yeah.
And you literally can like just, you know, rest your hands on your arms while you're just, your whole body's in really nice warm water, hot water, and look out over the river. We've seen things like bald eagles flying over there.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Fishing in the river.
Yeah.
Yesterday we didn't see any bald eagles, but we did see a golden.
Yeah.
And some osprey or something like that. You know, a marmot lives near there for sure.
Yeah.
Sitting in the tree waiting for food to get tossed over his way. Food prices are stadium prices.
Yeah.
So they're not great. Junk food, but they did have a really nice, they have pre-made salads and pre-made veggie trays, which were super inexpensive.
Yeah, I had a quinoa one that was pretty good. Yeah, it was good.
So that was pretty, I'd give it 5 out of 5 on, you know, that scale there. 10 out of 10, whatever. Iron Mountain, that experience was a good one.
Yeah.
Talked to a lot of people. Every hour is like time for the white wristbands to vacate and get out. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Type thing.
Yeah. Other thing too, what we did is we brought in, we're kind of ghetto. Next time we'll bring in a tote, but we brought in two. He had a Ziploc, I had a Ziploc.
Yeah, just forgot the tote at home.
Yep. So in the Ziploc, we had our smartphones with us as we kind of went around, you know, between the pools. Some people just take it on the pools with them. I don't.
And you say pools, there are tubs.
Tubs.
They're hot tubs.
They're basically hot tubs.
It's spas.
They're brick hot tubs. Yeah.
There's no swimming. This is not a swimming area here. At Glenwood, the main one, you definitely can do laps. They have lap lanes.
Yeah.
You can do, you know, games and lots of swimming there and hot tubs there. This one does not have the swimming portion of it. It is basically soaking and relaxing. They have a bar, some beers, some cocktails, stadium pricing.
That's right.
But yeah, you can get a little loose that way, relax that way. But yeah, I've seen people, a lot of these ladies were just shoving their phones in their tops and like just putting their feet in without getting in there. I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Drop the phone into the water, it's over. But bring a waterproof system, because if it rains on you, your phone's going to get rained on.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so, yeah, and then we did, just for the showers as well, they have, I think they had eight or ten shower stalls in there, which you want to clean yourself off before you get in the pools, and then there was a shampoo, conditioner, and body gels, or shower gels, so you could do a full shower, which I actually did at the end. They have the little thing that you can put your swimsuit in to dry it, or at least get all the, you know, dripping water off of it, so it's damp, and they had a thing, a rung, or a little pull-down plastic bags to put your wet stuff
in. Yeah, because they're going to smell like sulfur. Wash your clothes whenever you're in a pond. Okay, that was pretty good. The facilities are nice.
Yeah, they are.
That's Glenwood Spring. We didn't do up the gondola this time. Nah. We don't really do that.
Nah.
There's a lot of other things. If you're into cycling, there's lots of trails paved. If you're into mountain biking, there's mountain biking. It's a little muddy at this time of year, but you can go a little bit further west, about an hour or so, and get some super dry trails. It's a great place. We like it.
Yeah. Quick note, too. One thing that's changed, and we did not stay here. We have stayed at this hotel in the past. So what was previously Hotel Denver is now Maxwell Anderson Motel.
Motel.
Oh, was it hotel? I thought it said motel.
No, a motel.
I swear it said
into.
Motel.
It is, in fact, it's Maxwell Anderson Hotel.
Okay.
Because it is not a motel.
Okay, fine. But, do share why they renamed it to Maxwell Anderson instead of...
You do this because it's a little slippery.
Okay, got it. So, I had seen this article about a few weeks ago. So, there's been Hotel Denver there for over a century, I think.
Well, the building's that old.
The building's old.
Hotel Denver, that's... Maxwell Anderson is its fourth name.
Okay. So, we already mentioned that the Glenwood Springs Hot Springs Pool, the big one, is just down the slope from the very giant Hotel Colorado. So, if you're westbound on I-70, just coming out of the canyon, if you look to your right, you're going to see Hotel Colorado. It's gigantic. It's got two big flags at the top. It's gorgeous.
It's very old.
Very old.
Theodore Roosevelt stayed there.
That's right.
Old Teddy. And it's the rumor, and it's mostly verified, is that he came to Colorado for a bear hunt. And, you know, Teddy Roosevelt was all about conservation and everything, but he's still a hunter. Was shot, finished a speech. That guy was B.A. But he was there for a bear hunt and didn't get one, so the hotel staff made a little stuffed bear, and named it Teddy. And that's why we call them teddy bears.
Oh, wow.
Is the legend, and it's got some validity to it. Is it the only place that teddy bears may have come from? Maybe not. But that's a very old place, very historical.
Yeah.
Hotel Denver is old as well. Probably Doc Holliday is rumored to have died there. But there's like seven buildings where he died. Doc Holliday definitely died in Glenwood Springs.
Yeah, there is something we didn't do this year, but we have done, I think, last year or a couple years ago. So you can hike a trail. It's not terribly long, but it's steep. But you hike a trail up to where his alleged cemetery is, where his alleged burial ground is.
Well, it is where he's buried.
Okay, but we're just not sure exactly where.
But yeah, they'll give you a little plaque. There's a little sign saying, it might not be this exact headstone that says his name, but he's here somewhere.
He's trotting upon the ground.
He's in the general vicinity,
where
most
he's
likely.
Around, that's right. So Hotel Denver has been named that for a while, but there's been a lot of issues with that, though, because apparently people who are not familiar with the fact that this hotel is not in Denver, in fact, it is 4-hour drive west of Denver, they will book at Hotel Denver.
Glenwood Springs is near Denver.
Yeah, they'll land in Denver and they'll call the hotel. How do I get to your hotel? And they're like, well, you...
drive 3 hours west, buddy.
Get a rental car and drive 4 hours. And they're like, what? So they were running into that a lot. And so what they've renamed the hotel to is Maxwell Anderson Hotel.
Somebody burnt their brakes.
Oh, bummer. Wait.
That was a very steep descent.
And I think... oh, dude.
That guy's... axle fell off.
Oh my goodness.
His wheel fell off his front.
Dude.
Lord.
But those are kids of someone, Maxwell Anderson?
Yeah, one of the owners, and he's like a lawyer or something. It's not owned by like Marriott or things like that. It's owned by a group of people that probably have a bit of wealth. And Maxwell and Anderson are his two boys' names. And they've basically made a fictional railroad conductor named Maxwell Anderson, just for the, the history of it. It's directly across the street. It is 25 feet from the train stop for the Denver, the Zephyr, which goes from Chicago to San Francisco through Glenwood Canyon. And that's where the train cars that have the bubble tops was invented in Colorado for the railroad in Glenwood Canyon so people could take in the view.
Yep.
And there's a little train museum in there, too. But that's kind of why they did that. They kind of was like, oh, we're right by the railroad. Let's do a railroad theme for renaming it.
Yeah.
And they don't have the rights to, like, name it Doc Holidays or something like that. You know what I mean? Which was kind of trite. But Maxwell Anderson Hotel, they put a bunch of millions of dollars in renovating it. It's an old hotel, paper-thin walls.
We can't attest.
I don't take families there. Go to the Hot Springs Lodge, the one that's connected to the pool for families, or just any of the other 60 or 70 hotels.
Yeah, we went to Best Western Antlers one time. Yeah. That was fine.
That place closed down. The building's still there. Like, it's changed, it's changed management, if you will.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, that was great. It had like a little
kitchen,
like a hot plate and a little refrigerator and stuff in there. Huge rooms. So, I mean, it's set up for tourism, that whole place.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were right there. We walked around a little bit. We didn't go to Juicy Lucy's this time. It's a steakhouse there.
Yeah, we went to Smoke instead.
Yeah, we went to Smoke instead.
Yeah. So yeah, so you enjoy that. One place I would recommend too, if you are, if you have small kids, and it's nice too if you don't, but what's that? Is it Glenwood Brew Pub?
It's in the Maxwell Anderson Hotel.
Yeah, it's a joint.
And it was, it's called the Canyon Brew Pub or Denver Brew Pub. I think you might have to Google this.
I thought it was a Glenwood Brew Pub.
It might be Glenwood Brew Pub, but it's just it's a tiny little brewery, microbrewery. They make their own beers there, and they're all right, you know.
But they got good kids, like, so the kids' meals come out on Frisbees.
Yeah, they got.
That should be cute.
Yeah, and it's bar food. Why didn't we try there for the game, you know? Didn't even think about it just now.
I don't think I did either.
Yeah. I know, right?
I'm sure they had TVs.
Yeah, because they have a bar and a pub. And it's in the hotel, so that's the kitchen for the hotel as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So you get that food for your room service and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why we didn't do that.
I know. But, so the kids will get a Frisbee. And that's what the food comes out on. They get to keep the Frisbee.
That's right. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that came in handy when we had little small people.
Yeah, when the kids were real little. Now they're driving themselves up, you know, the mountain. when they were real little, let's get this and we just go to a park. Like, we're in a lot of parks there. But this specific trip, rate this a 5 out of 5. It was nice.
Yeah,
it was. The trailer is warm. It's dry.
Yeah, the trailer was great. I was super comfortable, though apparently my snoring and covers stealing thwarted your night's sleep the first night.
I was a little grumpy in the morning.
I felt bad. I was like, next time just kick me and just relegate
me
back.
I did.
Kick me more.
You had some gin. You were on holiday. I was not waking you up.
Anyway, what we're going to do, we're going to pause this because I do want to finish a ride home portion after we leave Tommyknockers.
Well, we'll keep going until we get to. Okay. We got an hour and a half before the kids make it up here.
I know, but we're going to get to Tommyknockers right in a minute. And you're going to need to find a parking spot and probably will want to focus on that.
Yeah. Okay, well, pause.
Okay, we're pausing right now.
Imagine the editing will be.
All right, everybody, we are back. After we have completed the final round stop of this Mother's Day excursion over the weekend, Tommyknockers Brewery. And Jeremiah and I are joined by Georgia in the back, though she may not say much.
Or anything
at all. But, quick note, which we just experienced, or rather our 17-year-old son experienced. There is no free parking in Idaho Springs.
Near any of the restaurants.
Yes. If you park anywhere, you should immediately look around and say, hey, A, is there paid parking here and how do I do it? And B, am I in a resident-only zone where I would need a resident permit to park? Because...
Which he read it, and it's like, it was a residence-only. There's no place to park. And it says permit required right underneath it. It's a lesson he needed to learn. And it's not super expensive.
No.
But way more expensive than paying for parking.
Yeah, and the fine is a $50 ticket.
I wasn't going to go that far, but yeah.
Which is...
Hold on. And we're about to pass a castle.
Yeah, there's a castle.
Castle Eyrie.
Which you can see... I don't remember where this road is. Yeah, there's like a little mini castle
in Idaho Springs.
It's kind of nestled up on the other side of the river.
Once I saw the plaque says Castle Eyrie, it kind of ringed a bell. It's like, I've heard that term before.
So you can see that come from Colorado Boulevard. If you're driving through on Colorado Boulevard through Idaho Springs, it'll be on the mountainside. But yeah, so we walked up past it. Looks really cool. Looks like it's a residence and somebody is living in that historical thing. We also went into the Idaho Springs Visitor Information Center, and they need to kind of dial back the mall kiosk approach of how
it was
much...
Like,
oh, my gosh.
It was like the mall where they're, like, spraying you down with a Drakkar Noir just to get you to buy stuff. Like,
yeah, like, where are you from? Which is fine. Then they're like, oh, well, those are this percent off, this percent, and for Mother's Day, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, can you...
Dial it back a bit?
Maybe let me just look and be?
Yeah. Otherwise, I might have, you know, got a ticket to go see the museum part of it.
Yeah.
The museum in there.
They're a little strong. A little strong in there. But Tom and Acker's Brewery is where we went for lunch. It is also always awesome. Super cool. They've done a lot of remodeling since we've started coming here. But, yeah, super great place. I can't recommend enough for Mother's Day because you will not wait.
Ooh. And Big B's is still open.
Big B's Soup and Grilled Cheese.
It's a cheese place.
Which that place is super cool as well. Very small, very tiny, but all the... snowboarders and very granola folks go there, but it's really good.
Yeah, just fried cheese.
Yeah.
And bread.
If you just like cheese.
Like that. That's pretty good. So we got a couple of growlers of Tommy Knockers. They said root beer, and they said that they're probably going to start making ginger ale. And I hope it's not ginger ale, but ginger beer, which is, neither of those are alcoholic. But in my experience, when you call something ginger beer, it's a little spicier.
Yeah, it's got the spice. That would be great. Dang. That's pretty cool.
Sounds like a winner.
We also learned that apparently Monday nights is karaoke night at Tommy Knocker's Brewery.
And your face was like, hey, I can make this work. I'm like, nah, tomorrow you can't.
But y'all, they incentivize to the point where they're like, you buy one, get one free if you sing, and you get entered into a $50 drawing. And I'm like, what? So... we're gonna have to come up here. That is quite a different excursion from us going to our local little paved place we like to go, so we may not do that, but very often anyway, because it is it's a bit of a haul to come up here.
It's not too bad.
It's not too bad, but yeah, and our daughter had, which is really good, the mac and cheese, which was really yummy,
which they make with like the beer.
Yes.
The cheese sauce is an excellent cheese sauce.
We all ate too much of it from her plate. She had to ward us off a little bit.
A little.
Yeah. And I had a chilled ravioli ragula or something like that.
Salad.
Yeah, it was okay. It was okay. I was fine. I mean, I like what I had, and I was trying to eat something a little bit on the healthier side. The ravioli part, obviously, was probably not the healthiest side, but it was definitely... it was fine.
Yeah.
And you had chili.
Yeah, just chili. Bison chili. It's good.
Willis had a melt. And, of course, he had a mug of the root beer. So yeah, Idaho Springs is definitely a stop people do on the way
also,
home. Oh, my God. Here we go again.
On the on-ramp, get to highway speed before the highway.
Y'all, the drivers we have seen on this trip who... wow. I don't know if they're not used to driving on highways, even. I mean,
or if they're
mountains.
Just... I'm going to say it. Retarded. I used the R word.
Yeah, you did.
Because these guys aren't mentally deficient. They have driver's licenses, but they're retarded.
They're bad.
They are bad.
So yeah, now we're entering... oh, here we go. Get a little bit of slowdown. But, yeah, so that was our weekend, and now we're heading home, and probably going to watch... are you watching X-Men 97 today? Yeah. Wait until Wednesday?
Wait until Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, we have to unload all the stuff in the trailer, and hopefully it's not raining too heavily in our city to make that weird.
It looked like it was clear enough on the radars.
Good. Yeah.
Jeez, so they got this all messed up here.
Yeah, they do. So to everyone, whatever Mother's Day is to you or not, I hope you have a good day. Yeah, if you find any of this stuff that interesting or have more questions, we're always happy to talk about advice and things about where to go and what to see and stuff. So this has been the Car Ride Home, abbreviated or, you know, truncated from Mother's Day. Have a good one, everybody.